Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Well, thank you for joining me. Now, today's show is going to continue to explore the Audio Atlantic recording studio label. We had part one last week, and today is the second of the two-part special. The Audio Atlantic recording studio label recorded many Newfoundland and Labrador artists in the 1970s. Most of the recordings were released on the Audat label, A-U-D-A-T. And if you stay tuned today, you're going to hear Ray Johnson, Gord Tracy, Borealis, Aquarius, Rex Hemion, and Ron Hines. Yes, he got his start with the Audat label. And as many more as I can fit in today. And kicking off the show right now, Newfoundland's First Lady of the Accordion. But she's not playing the accordion. That was Minnie White, and she was affectionately known as the First Lady of the Accordion in Newfoundland. But I don't know how many of you out there knew that she played the mandolin as well. And Minnie, just a little background on her, she was born and raised in St. Albans, and that's where she learned to play the accordion from her father. She moved to Cornerbrook at some point, and later on to the Codroy Valley, and that's where she married and raised her family. And during this time in the Codroy Valley, she began packing the Starlight Lounge in the valley on Sunday afternoons during the spring and on through the fall. Sounds like she didn't play in the winter. And apparently there was often a full house there for those shows for a period of 13 years. Boy, would I ever love to be able to roll back the clock and take in some of those shows. Minnie passed away in 2001. She was 85 years old then. The track you just heard her do, getting back to that, was Daughter's Wedding Reel, a traditional number, and the album that it came from was titled Newfoundland Accordion and Mandolin Favorites, released on the Audat label in 1974. So there you are, she was playing the mandolin in that number. And I don't know if Minnie White in any of her subsequent albums picked up the mandolin or not. She's certainly best known as an accordion player. Her album, Newfoundland Accordion and Mandolin Favorites, was recorded at Munn Radio Studios right here in St. John's on the campus of Memorial University. And Minnie was backed by the Country Ducats. And now, let's move along to hear from another well-known accordion player. And he, too, was playing a different instrument. The player is Ray Johnson, and his other instrument is the fiddle. So first, you're going to hear him singing, actually, a number about the joys of playing the fiddle. But what I found out about that song is that there's not a fiddle in it. So right after that, I've tacked on a rather rare recording of Ray Johnson playing the fiddle. Here then, Ray Johnson.
When I was a young boy, I wandered to play my fiddle like no other man. And then I achieved a great honor, a triple winner in a very big land. I owe a great deal to this country and to my friends close to my heart. And I do my best while I'm living to bring music into your hearts. Yes, I put my whole life in my fiddle and in the joy that it brings. For now it's one way of living, using God's gift on four strings. When I am sad and I'm lonely, and everything I do turns the wrong way, I reach down and pick up my fiddle, and it turns the dark night into day. When I am old and I'm feeble, and my fiddle I lay down to rest, I'll know I'll find peace and contentment in knowing my life has been blessed. Yet I put my whole life in my fiddle and in the joy that it brings. For now it's one way of living, using God's gift on four strings. Thank you.
Johnson on the fiddle there. And that's not an instrument that Ray often used on his recordings. Usually he's associated, of course, like Minnie White, with the accordion. The tune you just heard Ray play was the traditional McNabb's hornpipe. And before that, you heard him sing the song Four Strings and I. And that's about a love affair with the fiddle. The song was actually written by a fellow by the name of Johnny Mooring. And he was one of Ray's fiddle influences in Ray's youth. Mooring was a native of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia. And in the song, I don't know if you noticed in the lyrics, the song refers to being a triple winner in a very big land. Well, what that's all about is that the composer, Johnny Mooring, was actually North American fiddle champion for 3 years in a row back in 1964, 65, and 66. Well, both of those tracks you just heard Ray Johnson do were from his LP, Little Newfie Boy, and that was recorded on the Audat label in Halifax, Nova Scotia, in 1972. Okay, it's break time, but you stick around, because on the other side, you're going to hear a little rock and roll with Newfoundland's Elvis.
If the thought of delivering a speech or presentation has you running scared, then you need Memorial Toastmasters. Toastmasters will teach you how to build skills so you can confidently deliver professional presentations and speeches every time. Visit www.mum.ca/Toastmasters.
Howdy, this is Peter Willie Youngtree, and you're listening to 93.5 CHMR FM here in St. John's and around the world on chmr.ca.
Leaves that were green turn to gold in the fall of the year.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on CHMR in St. John's, CJBI on Belle Island, VOBB in Bonbay, BOIR in Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Once again, here's your host, Wayne Tucker.
Welcome back, and if you just joined the show, well, a big welcome to you as well. Today, Newfound Records is spinning Newfoundland and Labrador records recorded by Audio Atlantic, mostly on the Audat label and mostly in the early 1970s. Now, first up in this portion of the show, we have the guy that was known as Newfoundland's Elvis in the 1970s, Gord Tracy. And he's backed by his band, The Constellations, in the song you're going to hear right now. The song is called I'm Loving You. There are three members of The Constellations shown on the cover photo of the album. One is Don Baker. He's the lead guitar player and also the guy who wrote the song that you're about to hear. The drummer was Bill Tizzard, and on bass, he's not identified in the liner notes for the album, the bass player, but I think it was probably Harold Baker, who was Don Baker's brother. The album title is Poster Girl. It was recorded on the Audat label right here at Mun Radio, St. John's, Newfoundland. Here then, Gord Tracy and The Constellations.
Little baby, now that you're gone, all I do.
See you.
Are you wondering who sang a song you heard on Newfound Records? Find out on the playlist page at newfoundrecords.ca.
Tomorrow is your lucky day.
'72, that was Borealis with Lucky Day, is the name of the song. The group Borealis were made up of Paul Bradbury. He was the vocalist and organ player. Mark Bradbury did vocals as well, played bass. Wayne Sturge was on lead guitar, and the drummer was Dave Hillier. The name of the album that the lads did was Sons of the Sea, recorded on the Audette label in 1972 at Munn Radio Studios in St. John's. Two of the band members, Paul and Mark Bradbury, they wrote that song that you just heard. And for you trivia lovers out there, this album, Sons of the Sea, has the distinction of being the first Newfoundland album by a group to feature all original material. In other words, all the songs were written by various band members. Before Borealis, you heard Gord Tracy and the Constellations. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. And speaking, by the way, of all original material, you're about to hear from Newfoundland's best-known singer-songwriter, the man of a thousand songs, Ron Hynes. And yes, he got his start in his recording career with Audio Atlantic back in, I think he recorded his album late in 1972, and it was released early in 1973. It was recorded in Halifax on the Audette label, and it included all originals, of course, by Ron Hynes. The title of the album is Discovery, and unfortunately, for those of you who would be interested in hearing it, it has never been released on CD, so it's hard to get these songs. Here then is the young Ron Hynes with a number that you seldom hear. The title is Love's Refrain.
Love is just a melody where lovers change, rearrange the same refrain. Across the room she cries to you, and the magic in her eyes so blue it captures you. Never felt this way before, and your heart is sure there's no world outside the door. Smile at how the silence chimes and speak of times gone by within your separate lives. Friends, they call her on the phone, and you sit alone, listen to her laughter ring. She reaches out to touch you when there's no one there. Your soul is warm inside her hands. Moments hurry on, they're gone. You carry on, together you have just been born. Suddenly the morning comes, the warning drones. You're too alone, the song is done. Funny how it seems like years without a care. Now the laughter turns to tears. When we'll walk away and when we'll say goodbye, hope you will remember me. Love is still a melody where lovers change, rearrange the same refrain, fall in love again.
Hi, I'm Derek Pelly, and you're listening to Newfound Records on CHMR 93.5 FM, campus and community radio in St. John's, Newfoundland.
It's about that time of year. People start thinking about summer. Motorbikes, mountain hikes, and taking trips down by the sea. Well, you know I love the sun, and summer sure sounds pretty. But here I'm cold in winter's hold. There's something I've just gotta say. Oh baby, I don't care about the time of the year. Snow doesn't matter to me, because you're just as nice when you're covered in ice, when you're melting in the sun by the sea. Yeah, baby, melting in the sun by the sea. Well, being on the road with you makes me feel like $1 million. In the storm, keep me warm. Your bottle of beer on a muggy day. And baby, I don't care about the time of the year, 'cause snow doesn't matter to me. And you're just as nice when you're covered in ice, when you're melting in the sun by the sea. Yeah, baby, melting in the sun by the sea. Down go, dashing through the snow. And in the sun, you're just a son of a gun. You're the best peach on the beach. Baby, I don't care about the time of the year, 'cause snow doesn't matter to me. And you know you're just as nice when you're covered in ice, when you're melting in the sun by the sea. Yeah, baby, melting in the sun by the sea. Just as nice when you're covered in ice, when you're melting in the sun by the sea. Yeah, baby, melting in the sun by the sea. I know you're just as nice when you're covered in ice, when you're melting in the sun by the sea. Yeah, baby, melting in the sun by the sea.
You just heard Peter Francis Quinlan, also known as Frank Quinlan, doing the song Just As Nice. That was written by corner broker Lloyd Bartlett. You probably know Lloyd best for his guitar playing. The album that that was taken from, the title was Shock Absorber. The album was recorded by Audio Atlantic in their Halifax studios, and it was also recorded by Claude Sound Studios in Stephenville. The album was released in 1980. Before Frank Quinn, you heard Ron Hines. You're listening to Newfound Records, and I'm Wayne Tucker. Now, our next Audio Atlantic record is by Rex Hemion and the Country Orbits. And they were Rex Hemion. He was the vocalist and rhythm guitarist. Reg Rice played bass, and Howard Bailey played lead guitar. Their album, they released in 1974, was entitled Maritime Girl, once again on the Audat label, once again recorded at Munn Radio Studio, and engineered by Ron Duclos. Song you're about to hear them do is Windows Up Above, and that was written by George Jones. He took it to number 2 on Billboard's country chart in 1960. The song in 1975 charted again, this time by Mickey Gilley. He had a number 1 hit with it on the Billboard chart, and he hit number 1 on Canada's RPM country chart. Here then, Rex Hemion and the Country Orbits.
I've been living a new way of life that I love so, but I can see the clouds are gathering and the storm will wreck our home. For last night he held you tight, dear, and you didn't even show. Well, I know, 'cause I was watching from the window of above. From my eyes the tears were falling as I listened on and on. I heard you whisper to him softly that our marriage was all wrong. I thought we belonged together and our hearts fit like a glove. But I was wrong, 'cause I was watching from the window up above. You must have thought that I was sleeping, and I wish that I had been. But it's best to get to know you and the way your heart can sin. For last night he held you tight, dear, and you didn't even show. Well, I know, 'cause I was watching from the window up above. Yes, I know, 'cause I was watching from the window up above.
Hi, I'm Bob MacDonald, and you're listening to Newfound Records with Wayne Tucker.
Excuse me if I've got this empty feeling. Lord, it hurts me so to see her satisfied. Excuse me if you see me in some bar room. That's where I cry the feelings I can't hide.
my mind. There must be some way I can do without you. But I've searched and searched inside, but I can't find. If I've got this crying feeling, 'cause I've never known the taste of bitter tears. Excuse me if I cry just one too many. It's only me trying to wash away my cares. For only you alone can break this lonely feeling, and only wine alone can get you off my mind. There must be some way I can do without. But I've searched and searched inside, but I can't find.
That was Ed Rouser. Later he was known as Eddie Eastman. The song he just did was Excuse Me, and Eddie Rouser composed that one from the album Close Up, released once again on the Audette label. This one was released in 1974, and once again it was recorded at Munn Studios and engineered by Ron Duclos. The musicians on that album included Eddie Rouser himself. He was the vocalist and guitar player. Lou Skinner played lead guitar. Fred Lawrence was on steel guitar. Kathy Lawrence on bass. Roger Skinner on drums. They were all members of the Country Do-Cats band, sure. And the fiddler was Don Randall, and on piano, Ollie Smith. Before Ed Rouser, you heard Rex Hemion and the Country Orbits. Okay, time for Newfound Records to break, but do hang around because we'll be right back with Scott Rouser and Aquarius, Ryan's Fancy, and Sir Richard Nolan.
Hello, everyone. This is Shane Regular, your morning show host for Up with the Birds. Tune in Tuesday mornings for your fix of news, great music, and entertainment. Only on your number one campus radio station, 93.5 CHMR.
And now for a public service announcement. The Munn Tabletop Games Club is dedicated to providing gamers in St. John's with a friendly, social atmosphere in which to play board games and card games. Meetings take place on Wednesday evenings at 5 p.m., usually in the loft or room C2026. To confirm the location, just search Munn Tabletop Games Club on Facebook. That's Munn Tabletop Games Club on Facebook. This announcement has been a public service of 93.5 CHMR FM.
Hi, I'm Sandy Morris, and you're listening to 93.5 CHMR FM.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Each week, your host, Wayne Tucker, spins the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the campus of Memorial University in St. John's. In addition to being heard on CHMR, Newfound Records is also pleased to be heard on VOBB Bombay, CJBI Belle Island, BOIR Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. be sure you check out the program's companion website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca. Sit back and enjoy the most recent programs there whenever you want to. And you can find Newfound Records on Twitter and on Facebook. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. We now return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Welcome back. I'm Wayne Tucker. And Newfound Records now continues to spin Newfoundland music recorded by Audio Athletic Studios. They were based in Halifax in the 1970s, but they also recorded about 24 LPs at Mon Radio Memorial University in the early 1970s. And now to start the final portion of the program, we have a track from an LP that was recorded at Memorial University. The artist is Little Johnny Cameron, and he was actually born in Scotland and was an early member of the Sons of Erin back in the late 1960s. I think he appeared on their very first album, actually. Johnny Cameron later went solo and recorded a couple of his own LPs and a single or two as well, which are pretty hard to find. The song you're about to hear him do is called 40 Shades of Green. That song was composed by Johnny Cash, and it was also recorded by Dick Nolan. And Dermot O'Reilly of Ryan's Fancy fame, he often sang it in his solo shows. The title of the album by Little Johnny Cameron is just that, Little Johnny Cameron. It was his first LP released by Audette in 1974, I think. Personnel on the album were a pretty impressive bunch. Gordon Quinton, Phil Hancock, Shelley Posen, Eddie Rousel, and Roger Skinner. And right after Little Johnny Cameron, you're going to hear Ryan's Fancy with the lovely Cape Breton Lullaby. That was written by Nova Scotian poet and songwriter Kenneth Leslie. You're going to hear it sung beautifully by Dennis Ryan, taken from the Ryan's Fancy album Looking Back on the Audette label, recorded in Halifax in 1972. And by the way, watch for an upcoming special on Ryan's Fancy. I expect to be airing that in November month, and my special guest will be Fergus O'Byrne, so you won't want to miss that one. Right after I play Ryan's Fancy now, you're going to hear from Dick Nolan, and he's going to do Fiddler's Green. But first up, Little Johnny Cameron.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea, and the fishing boats that dingle on the shores of Donaghadee. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skipperine, the moorlands and their meadows and their 40 shades of green. But most of all I miss the girl in Tipperary town, and most of all I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again I'd like to see and do the things I've done and seen. I'd walk from Cork to learn to see the 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour by Dublin's churning surf. I love to watch the farmers drain the bog and spade the turf, to see again the ripple of the straw the woman gleaned. Sure I'd walk from Cork to Larne to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all I miss the girl in Tipperary town, and most of all I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again I'd like to see and do
the things I've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as chamomile and there's 40 shades of green, where the breeze is sweet as chamomile and there's 40 shades of green.
Hi there, this is Fergus O'Byrne and you're listening to Newfound Records, the program that gives airtime to Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists.
Driftwood is burning blue, wild walk the warm shadows, night winds go riding by, riding by the lucky meadows.
Hello, I'm Ray Walsh, and you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour with Wayne Tucker on 93.5 CHMR FM.
As I walked by the dockside one evening so fair, to view the still water and taste the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing this song, saying, take me away, boys, me time is not long. Dress me up in me oilskins and jumper, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me old shipmates I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see them one day in Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is the place I heard tell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell, where the sky is always clear and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Dress me up in me oilskins and jumper, No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I've taken a trip, mates, and I'll see them one day in Fiddler's Green. And when you're in dock and the long trip is through, there's clubs and there's pubs and lassies there too, where the girls are real pretty and the beer is all free and bottles of rum growing on every tree. Dress me up in me oilskins and jumpers. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see them one day in Fiddler's Green. Now I don't want a harp or a halo, not me. Just give me the breeze and the good roaring sea, and I'll play me fiddle as we sail along with the wind in the rigging to sing me a song. Dress me up in me oilskins and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see them one day in Fiddler's Green. Yes, I'll see them one day in Fiddler's Green.
Dick Nolan in fine form with Fiddler's Green. That track is taken from his long out-of-print vinyl LP, Home Again This Year. That was released on the RCA label, but it was recorded at Audio Atlantic Studios in Halifax, produced by Jack Feeney, engineered by Al Feeney, and mixed by Newfoundland-born Hayward Parrott. The album Home Again This Year went gold for Dick in 1972, but unfortunately, it's never been released on compact disc. Before Dick Nolan, you heard Ryan's Fancy, and before Ryan's Fancy, you heard Little Johnny Cameron. You're listening to Newfound Records. My name is Wayne Tucker. And up next, Scott Rousel and Aquarius. They were Dave Hillier, he was the drummer. Wayne Sturge played lead guitar, Mac Berry played bass, and Scott Rousel handled the vocals. The song you're going to hear him do is Newfoundland Bound, and Scott Rousel wrote that one. It's taken from their album Dragger Man, released once again on the Audat label in 1974 and recorded at Munn Studio, Memorial University in St. John's. Here then, Scott Rousel and Aquarius.
Grab your superhighways, subways underground, your supersonic jetties with factories all around. Your pace of a life of a living is about to wear me down, so I'm headed for the quiet life. That's why I'm Newfoundland bound, Newfoundland bound, Newfoundland bound. I'm headed for the quiet life, that's why I'm Newfoundland bound. Our way of life is friendly, as by now you know. We love to meet new people everywhere we go. Tourists come from all around our scenic land to see. The island of Newfoundland is where I'm gonna be. Newfoundland bound, Newfoundland bound. I'm headed for the quiet life, that's why I'm Newfoundland bound. Thank you.
quiet lakes and rivers of a home beside the sea. Come bring all your peace of mind that once was brought to me. As for country living, there's no real surround. That's why I'm going home again. That's why I'm Newfoundland bound. Newfoundland bound, Newfoundland bound. I'm headed for the quiet life. That's why I'm Newfoundland bound. Newfoundland bound, Newfoundland bound. I'm headed for the quiet life. That's why I'm Newfoundland bound.
That was Scott Rousel and Aquarius. Well, we're rapidly running out of time, so I'm going to try to squeeze one more in, though. This one by Art Scammell, and the song he's going to do is Long May Your Big Jib Draw, one of his own compositions, of course. And Art Scammell had this to say in the liner notes to the album. The song title is a colorful expression out of our nautical past. I thought the song would help preserve it, and indeed it does. This is from the album My Newfoundland, released on the Audette label. It was recorded in late 1972 and released in 1973. This was Art Scammell's only LP, and here he is, accompanied by Gary Davis on guitar. Long may your big jib draw.
Some folks say cheerio when they wave the hand to you. The English say goodbye, the French they say adieu. But when Newfoundlanders part, this wish leaps from the heart. Long may your big jib draw. It means may luck attend you, may a fair wind fill your sails, may your ship keep to her course with ever favoring gales. It reminds us of our heritage of sea and sailing men, and we'd like all hands to try it when they say goodbye again. You may lack a captain's ticket, you may not know stem from stern, perhaps you can't box the compass, and perhaps you'll never learn. But try it for a spell, the way we say farewell. Long may your big jib draw. It's a wish from sailing days, when headwinds meant delays, and the stately old square riggers glided graceful on their ways. The crew would hear the shout as the canvas bellied out, long may your big jib draw. We who call the ocean mother often wander from her side, but she claims her children's homage and she will not be denied. So we pay that timeless fee in the language of the sea with long may your big jib draw. Ships may not stay in harbor, there's another voyage ahead. Friends may not always linger, there are goodbyes to be said. But make the parting gay, speed your friend upon his way, with long may your big jib draw. Sometimes your vessel is becalmed for days and weeks on end. Sometimes the winds of life will blow you off your course, my friend. But the wind is sure to veer, you must stay on board and steer. And long, long, long may your big jib draw.
That was Art Scammell. Well, time's run out for another week. I do hope you enjoyed the show today and that you'll tune in again next week. Taking us home one last that recording, and once again it was done at Munn Radio Studios. This one was done in 1975, and it's by the Wizard of the Piano Accordion, Ray Walsh, from his LP All Around Newfie Accordion. You're going to hear Ray now do a lovely Scottish medley. Until next week.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour.
The show was recorded at the CHMR Studios, Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your emails to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music from the pioneer recording artists of Newfoundland and Labrador. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday.
There it is.